This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. In a native voting rights case yesterday, state election officials testified they work hard to help native language speakers and in recruiting bilingual outreach workers. Villages and elders allege the state failed to provide complete translations of voting materials into native languages. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat, is checking to see if new requirements and oversight of Alaska Native Corporations, or ANCs, engaged in federal contracting are working. As the Small Business Administration 8A program was originally set up in the 1990s, ANCs enjoyed certain advantages, including the ability to partner with more experienced companies and to win sole source contracts of any amount. Under that system and over the years, Native corporations were able to win contracts with a combined total in the billions of dollars. But McCaskill said larger companies were gaming the system, essentially using ANCs to win contracts while they did the work and took the lion's share of profits. Also, she said too few benefits from the federal contracts were reaching disadvantaged Alaska Natives. She set up new requirements and greater oversight, which went into effect in 2011. Now, ANCs can win sole source contracts of up to $20 million without competition. Above that amount, procurement officers need to provide written justification for awards to ANCs. Also, the native corporations can work in joint ventures with other companies as long as the ANC owns 51%. ANCs were also directed to share information with shareholders about how they were benefiting from SBA 8A profits. Monday, McCaskill sent a letter to the SBA asking for information that would show how well the new requirements are working. Alaska Senator Mark Begich, a Democrat, in a press release, said ANCs should not be punished for their success. He says he's tried to reason with McCaskill, but she doesn't understand Alaska history and culture. The comment period has been extended on a proposed rule to allow the Department of Interior to accept applications to place land in Alaska into trust. Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs Kevin Washburn Tuesday announced the Department of Interior will accept comments through July 31st. In Anchorage yesterday, the Alaska Arctic Policy Commission held a listening session to get more statewide input, especially from the Alaska Native community, on how the commission should try to shape future Arctic policy. The commissioners and people making comments discussed what they can and cannot control in the changing Arctic. They also heard a push for the Alaska legislature to start thinking of itself as a body that's part of a broader community. Representative Benny Nyack from Barrow attended the meeting. He says people from the Arctic want to make sure their voices are heard, especially since they still rely on the natural resources of the area, such as marine mammals. He says his community understands their needs may be unique, but he says they do live under state, national, and international governments.
And so we've learned how to work within this system. As you can see from what you heard today, I mean, you know, we're not new to this.
Nyack says Arctic residents need to be involved in government and business decision-making to protect their resources. The council will produce a final report for the state legislature early next year, outlining policy recommendations on Arctic topics ranging from scientific research and resource development to environmental protection. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.